Australia's Olympic chief blames sexism for criticism of female breakdancer. By Warner Todd Houston on August 11, 2024. Australia's Olympic chief, Anna Mears, is striking back at critics of the country's female Olympic breakdancer and blaming sexism for the attacks on her much-criticized performance. Mears' attack came after the performance of Aussie breakdancer Rachel Gunn became a target for ridicule on social media. "I love Rachel," Mears said. "I think that what has occurred on social media with trolls and keyboard warriors, and taking those comments and giving them airtime, has been really disappointing." Mears went on with an unintentionally unflattering picture of Gunn's breakdancing history, adding, "If you don't know Rachel's story, in 2008, she was locked in a room crying, being involved in a male-dominated sport as the only woman." The Aussie Olympics president characterized Dunn's inclusion on the Australian breakdancing team as a victory for feminism. "It took great courage for her to continue on and fight for her opportunity to participate in a sport that she loved and that got her to winning the Olympic qualifying event to be here in Paris," she exclaimed. "She is the best breakdancer female that we have for Australia," Mears added before noting that Australia sent no women athletes to the Olympics in 1924, but this year sent 256 women. Gunn, 36, has been skewered on social media for being a PhD in breakdancing and for being a university professor of cultural politics at Macquarie University in Sydney, Australia, where she researches breaking, street dance, and hip-hop culture, youth cultures slash scenes, constructions of the dancing body, politics of gender and gender performance, ethnography, the methodological dynamics between theory and practice. Regardless, Gunn has become a focus of much internet trolling since her appearance in Paris. "The bunny hop, I have not laughed this hard in so long. Thank you, Australia. I still don't understand how she qualified or who let her into the Olympics, but thank you. If you haven't gone down the Australian breakdancer rabbit hole, you're truly missing out. Hashtag Olympic 2024 pic.twitter.com/ikepoosks. Bravo Universitio, at Bravo Universitio, August 10, 2024. The Australian breakdancer has a PhD in cultural movements and is a world-class breakdancer apparently. I think what she was trying to say is, her parents are really wealthy and she has never worked a day in her life. pic.twitter.com/ckp1rkvlhu. At Cake on the Radio, August 10, 2024. "That's not breakdancing. That's a medical emergency." Mandy, at Mandarizing, August 10, 2024. "Why this Australian breakdancer look like they just found her in the crowd and said you can go next. Hashtag Paris 2024 Hashtag Olympic Games Hashtag Breaking 4 Gold." CEDRIC, at official underscore C underscore E underscore D, August 9, 2024. "The Australian breakdancer at the Olympics was crazy." pic.twitter.com/oi/shuad. Safety James, at Scamp Dastard, August 10, 2024. "It's not sexism. She was truly terrible. It's like she watched one YouTube video, then went out on the world stage. How was she chosen as Australia's best breakdancer?" Situationally Awake, at Kovasek, August 11, 2024. "Reading everything about Ray Gunn, the Australian breakdancer, and she is either trolling or she is the type of white woman in academia that will explain racism to black people, anti-Semitism to Jews, homophobia to gays and lesbians. Hashtag Olympics. Is the mic on?" Star of David, Mayim, at his underscore themakin, August 11, 2024. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston A.